ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, June 20th, 2025. ARRL Field Day 2025 is next weekend, so lather on the sunscreen and get ready for the fun June 28th and 29th. It is amateur radio's biggest yearly event. The sun has been very active at the peak of the solar cycle 25, and ARRL is hopeful that will mean 2025 becomes a legendary field day. Get out to an activation and enjoy a good time with your fellow hams. Use the Field Day site locator featuring more than 1,200 sites if you don't already have a site you plan to attend. Don't forget to take the 2025 Field Day guide with you to your Field Day site. For clubs that are activating a location, here are five tips for Field Day success. Number one, be safe. Safety should always be your priority. Share pointers and resources with everyone participating in your Field Day event. Number two, check equipment and operators. Make sure you have all of the equipment tested and operational and all of the people needed to operate it. Number three, review the Field Day rules. Make sure you check out the official rules packet to know which class your activation fits. Number four, bonus points. Tally high scores by completing a bonus point activity. And number five, put your best foot forward. ARRL Field Day is the face of ham radio to your local community. Remember to make the public feel welcome at your site and dress the part with 2025 ARRL Field Day gear. And protect the most important element of Field Day, the people, and that includes yourself. Late June holds the summer solstice, and in North America, where Field Day takes place, that means a higher likelihood of long, hot summer days. If not every day that you're working in the heat, you especially need to take care of yourself. ARRL wants you to have a good time and stay safe during the event. Read more at ARRL.org. Local county and state governments formally acknowledge the value of amateur radio. The amateur radio service is of great value to communities around the nation. Through served agencies, the trained corps of technical and civic-minded operators provide a service to the public at no cost that has been shown to be valuable before and when all else fails.